This morning, I wanted to take an opportunity to remind us of how we've gotten this far as a species. Because I know every once in a while, you know, we run the vehicle close to the edge. And so I just wanted to remind us of our strengths that can, in fact, become our weaknesses if we let them. Now, when we started off, a few years ago out on the veldt, first few humans, one of the things we must have noticed right away is that everybody else out here had a nice set of teeth. Everybody else out here was covered in fur. Everybody else out here could run like the wind or outrun the wind. But you know, our teeth, not that big. And in fact, our fur, not that long. And not bad for running. I mean, the fact of the matter is when the indigenous people here finally came to terms with horses, and when they, in fact, went hunting on the plains for the great Tatanka buffalo bison, they did a lot of that on foot. So we weren't 100% at a loss here. We could actually catch horses on foot. But do you know how we do that? We do that with this other little adaptation, this. This is our long tooth. This is our long tooth. With that, we figured out that if we got the horses running, that, or the bison running, we could make them run and make them go into a curve like this. And then we'd run across the curve and catch them that way. So we're clever devils. We know how, in fact, we learned how to, well, make dinner of creatures that were many, many times our size. And how did we do that? What was the strength that we used to make that happen? Well, overall, we could say it was our capacity to adapt. To adapt to a new situation, to adapt to a creature no matter how big it looked, and no matter how threatening it was or seemed to be. We could adapt and eventually figure out a way to beat that creature. Until that creature was us. Now, I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but it turns out that the reason one tribe would war with another tribe when we were, in fact, these small groups of people, the reason we would go to war with the other tribe is because we thought they meant to do us harm. And so, obvious thing to do would be to go to war first, beat them to the punch. And that's why, before the era we live in now, death by mayhem, that meaning war, murder, things of that nature, far outstripped our capacity or our tendency or the proclivity to do it today. In other words, times were tougher then. We were more likely to go to war with each other then than now. Why was that? Why is that? Another adaptation. This one was, and this is something worth understanding. We found that we had a tremendous strength and a tremendous capacity to thrive and in fact become an apex predator, one of the apex predators, not the only one, but one of the apex predators on this planet by cooperating. We are very good at cooperating. And when it comes time to look at whether or not we eat or don't eat, we will find a way to get along, and we will find a way to deal with that. I've been watching a show called Away. It's really, I find it quite moving. It's about a few astronauts who are in one of these canisters that we've sent out into space, and they're headed to Mars. It's not one of your ideal kind of setup shows for that. The fact of the matter is the people don't get along that well. A few do, some don't. And even when they do get along, it's not always easy. But in order to make it from point to point to point, with the vastness and dark emptiness of space against you, which is the way it feels sometimes, we can find that we can cooperate and get along well enough to get that spaceship through that endless void. Well, that's what we're all doing. That's the truth of it for us. We're on a spaceship that is, in fact, not only it is a superb spaceship, but it's also a fragile spaceship. It's in a void that is endless beyond any of our imagination. And we're just out here. And it's just us. So far as we know, it's the folks on this world. We've never really, well, some actually cultures have say that they have actually met others from elsewhere, but certainly those of us in America don't know that as a general rule is true. But we better find a way. We'd better find a way to understand that the kind of differences that we have to face and make it through relative to where we are in the scheme of things, in the vastness of the void that we live, might want to consider pulling the horse in the same direction somehow. Now, how do we do that? What are some of the other skills that we have that we've adapted to as human beings? This one, the capacity to communicate in fine detail, both exalts us and puts us ahead of the game a little bit, and at the same time, gets us into tremendous trouble. Because we certainly know how to speak ill of each other and ourselves. We certainly know how to not get along. We got that kind of down. But we do know how to get along because we've done it enough that we're still here. Within my lifetime alone, we've had moments where it looked pretty certain, and I know not everybody here necessarily remembers that, but it looked pretty certain that we weren't going to actually make it to the next week. I believe that was 1962. We had a missile crisis. We've had all sorts of things since then. We have tremendous capacity to do ourselves harm. And all we need to do to not do that is decide that part first. Not the win part first, that's second. First, decide that we're going to make it as a species, and then second, work out the arguments. I don't know that we always do it that way. But what we see now is we see that, for example, in our nation, we're split pretty close to the middle in terms of how we want to see the nation run and what we want to see for it. And for ourselves. But the truth is that if we start with the best questions first, and I'm in the line of work that generates a lot of questions. I ask people a lot of questions, and sometimes people ask me a lot of questions, and sometimes we come to the same conclusions, and sometimes we come to different conclusions. Even the closest of my friends, the absolute closest of my friends, we are not the same. And somehow we make it work. Do we want to? I know not everyone does. I've spoken to some people who say, well, we've done a terrible job of managing life on this planet, and we probably don't deserve to go forward. That's a choice, and it will make a difference. And it will make a difference in your day-to-day life. But I think that that really is a matter of losing the capacity to adapt and move forward, of giving up, of feeling shame or guilt and not being able to get past it, or anger to the extent that some people are willing to kill. So put the questions in order. Do we want to survive this? And I know that people can get so angry sometimes that they don't care. I've told you before about my cousin who, when he saw me taking recycling out to the can in the back of the house, called me on it and says, what are you doing? I says, I'm putting recycling on. He says, I don't do that anymore. We don't do that. I says, why not? He said, like, we didn't make this stuff. He says, it's not our problem. I said to him, but Lee, if we don't get a handle on some of this, we're all going to die. And he said, bring it. So be it. And that's a choice. But I think that's because at a certain point, we get a feeling and we think, I can't adjust to this anymore. I can't move forward through this anymore. And, you know, I've seen children tear a room up when they feel that way. Just take the whole place apart. So my question is this to you this morning. We got this far because our skill is to adapt. To over-adapt, not necessarily a good thing, but to under-adapt, definitely not a good thing. What do you want to do in moving forward? How do you see the world working? Is your particular view of how it has to work, what parts of those are deal breakers to the extent that you would say, well, I give up on all of us? And which one of those are you willing to bargain over? Now, you know my theory on this. Bargain with the people who are a little bit different, but very close to you, whose ideas of how we want to move forward and how we want to live on this planet together are not worlds apart from yours, but at the same time, just a little bit different. Why? Because I think what you'll find is that some of those differences aren't deal breakers. And then expand a little bit and go a little bit further. And then expand a little bit more and go a little bit further. And you'll find that there are even people who can talk to people at the entire opposite end of the scale and get away with it and make friends with people with whom they should not be able to live with or to get along with. But we can do that. That is actually how we've gotten this far. We haven't really gotten this far because we've won all of the wars with the other tribe. We have gotten this far because we have learned to find a path to work together to get what we need to move forward. Now, the world today is actually getting better. It's provable by numbers, having to do with things like infant mortality, having to do with how long we live, having to do with the income level on the entire planet going up, and that is a fact. We know that when the income level hits a certain point, that people start to care about the environment. You understand how that relates to the story that I told you about me and my cousin, which is, by the way, a true story. When people are helped, when people feel hopeless, they don't really care about the environment. Trust me, it's not on their mind. But when their children stop dying, when they can live a little bit longer and a little bit better, they just do. They automatically turn to thinking about their environment because they want to continue living and they want to continue living better. That's a pretty much universal truth with an undamaged human being. Additionally, by the way, health, increase in improvements in health come before wealth. Improvements in health will bring wealth. We learned that from Chairman Mao. That's what happened in China. So look at what our basic skills are. Look at who we are as a species. Try and do it with some degree of objectivity. We're UUs. We're supposed to be able to think to some extent objectively. Maybe yes, maybe no. But we pride ourselves on it. Give it a shot. And ask yourself this: do we want to continue and move forward as a species? Or do we want to continue and move forward as half of the species that we have now? That's my suggestion for your first question. Then ask, how can we hit that mark? Keep adapting. Ashe.